Hello and welcome to a Search Data Management podcast. I'm Justin O'Coin, Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataManagement.com. Today I'm speaking with Bob Newell to talk about some business intelligence project management tips and secrets for implementation success. Bob is a senior consultant at Baseline Consulting, a technology and management consulting firm specializing in data integration and business analytics. Welcome aboard, Bob.
Thank you, Justin.
Okay, so one thing we hear from readers is that requirements gathering for BI can be very challenging for some companies, especially since many end users aren't familiar with the analytics and drill-down reporting. How do BI project management requirements differ from other technology requirements, and what is the best approach to gather those requirements for a BI project?
The big difference is you want to ask, get to the point of for the users understand the business questions they need to ask. So one of the things we drive to is, what is your business question? And we'll start them off with a series of questions about what their job is today, what their business drivers are, and what sort of questions they have around those business drivers. And then we finally get down, lastly, we never talk about their data to get to. We talk about, what data do you need to answer those questions? So that's the big difference. We drive to, what is your business question, and the business requirements gathering. The follow-on to that is then coming up with a logical business model, or the LDM as a lot of people call it, that helps them understand that this is the data that's going to answer your business questions. And after that, the data analysts and people like that can go discover what data there is to fill the answer sets they need to answer those business questions.
Great. So what kind of unique challenges do BI implementations present for project managers?
Well, most project managers don't come from a world of finding data and answer questions. Most of them come from the world of either applications development, standard software development life cycles, things like Agile that work, again, towards a software development life cycle, and system integration configuration types of life cycles. The big difference is that starting from the business requirements, we're not trying to ask what should be on this screen and what should that data be behind the screen. We're really still driving to, we don't really care about the form of the answer and the way it's going to be reported and displayed. We're really focused on making sure we get the right data to answer those questions. And so the process goes from business questions to logical model to data profiling, data sourcing, the physical model, and doing ETL development. You won't see that in any standard software development lifecycle or regular project plan for doing application development. That's the big difference. We're really driving to data availability, data integration, to supply the answers to those questions. And it's not about what's that report going to look like. Too often people spend a lot of time describing what is this report going to look like, because they're used to doing that for applications, where I paint a screen and I say, what is going on behind the screen to present that information? That's not it. It's if I have the data available, then I can present it in multiple set of ways, such as it's just going to be a flat type of report, needs to go into Excel, business objects going to create universes, we're going to use something like MicroStrategy, or we're going to be using OCLAP cubes and presenting it that way. Presentation's a later part in the cycle, even in the design. It's getting the data available so you can start making those decisions. How do I want to use it and present it at that point in time? So that's a big difference. It's not about what it's going to look like at the end. It's what data is going to be available at the end of the process here.
Great. So this next question comes straight from one of our readers. He's wondering how project managers can control scope creep on BI projects that have gained a lot of user attention because users finally realize, hey, these tools are great and they want some more.
Yeah, again, that goes back to when you're gathering the business requirements, you'll find we tend to work within a portfolio of, here's the types of big things that the business needs to drive to. Like in the case of a marketing data warehouse or something, a marketing BI warehouse, where you've got a large number of programs to drive new marketing opportunities and things. When you get down to, okay, what is the scope of this work? And you start asking, what are the business questions? You see a lot of the business questions start falling out of scope. That's the first step. So you want to recognize that, yes, you've gathered that business question, but it probably more readily matches a feature in the portfolio, but not the one you're looking at. Let's say you're looking at just the marketing effectiveness and what the ROI is on a certain set of business questions. People start asking questions about how did I get the customer and things like that. That's probably not in the scope of just the effectiveness in ROI. So you recognize the questions there and save it for another time. So keeping a tight scope when gathering requirements. The other is, as you're going along, you'll find there might not be data to answer the questions. And keep focused on that questions is what you're moving in. There may have to be multiple releases to get all the answers to the questions they have. But that's just that one set. And so as you go along, you can't allow new questions coming in to keep the scope tight and keep the end in sight. I need to answer this set of questions as best I can in the time frame I have. And you'll time box certain types of activities. Requirements should not go on for months just because you haven't talked to a couple of people. Time box it. Say we've gotten these requirements from these people and we're done. So let's say 2 weeks of interviews. And we don't like to do JAD sessions because the loudest person gets their questions asked and the quietest person may be the best analyst you have. So individual interviews, 2 weeks, that's it. And you have to enforce on the business users and the business sponsors. You're only going to give them 2 weeks to gather the questions. You'll probably take another week collating responses, validating those before you actually put out a business requirements document. 4 weeks, that's it. Time box the requirements. The same thing that happens when you start doing the data analysis, so the logical data model, the data profiling for source systems. If you don't find the right source systems, going back and validating what are the better ones with the source system SMEs, and time boxing those areas. That'll be driven a lot off of how many entities you think you're going to need. And there's simple tools and rules and thumb you can develop over time that says, if I think in the logical model or in the conceptual model, I've got 20 entities. That's probably going to take twice as long as a logical model where I only have to fill out 10 entities. And so you'll time box your data analysis phase prior to ETL development in that fashion also. Again, with the ETL, focus on not one person trying to load all the tables, but break the work up table by table so that a simple refresh could probably take with a tool like Informatica or another ETL type of tool, essential. You can time box. It'll take a half a day to do a refresh on a simple code table versus I've got to do a full change data capture for a slowly changing dimension. That may take 4 or 5 days to implement and unit test. But then you can actually take a look at, table by table, how long it's going to take to complete getting your first round of data loaded before you go to integration test. Integration test should be time-boxed. Make it a week, no matter how big the effort is. If you're integration testing work packages that come in from ETL, at the end, you're really just doing a quick validation or wrap-up. So integration test is fixed back to a time frame, too, of a week, maybe two at the most, as there's going to have to be rework built in along the way also. Overall, our goal in once your processes are developed, once people understand their roles within the process, such as the business requirements analyst, the data analyst, the logical modeler, the physical database designer, the ETL developers, the QA testers, those folks. End to end, we're talking 2 to 4 months for any given release of a set of, a set of business questions. We don't talk about user acceptance testing as you would in the case of are the screens presenting the right data and things like that. We look at use case validation. So they might talk about when you're gathering the business requirements, how they're going to use the information. You'll also walk their business questions through the data to say, yes, we answered this question with this simple query. And the business requirements analyst will work with the users to validate that the data is there to answer their questions. You're done. You've had user acceptance. That data is now ready to roll into user availability. Now, there's a whole, every company's got a different set of tests and guidelines for putting things into production. So you'll have to follow those, but once that data has been through user acceptance, they should have it available to them so they can still validate. It's at that time you start saying, gee, do you have other questions? And you can have a release 2.0 of the same, let's say, marketing effectiveness for ROI release to add more business questions then. You don't add the business questions in the middle of the process, or even at the end when they say, I got some new ideas. You capture those questions and say, I'm going to have a release 2.0 for you to validate we either have the data to answer those, or we need to find more data to answer the questions you're coming up with. And that's when you add in the new questions. You don't allow the scope creep. One of the most dangerous places is when you go to validate the business questions against the logical model with the users. They'll want to come up with more questions then. Capture them, as a business requirements analyst will do, and save them for another release. Because if they can answer the questions, that's great, but you're not going to start expanding the scope after you've already started data analysis. The answer, it's great. If you have to add attributes or designs and things, then you either have to go back and start over the business requirements, and that starts the clock back at zero to revalidate all of those, or you say, great, we'll save those for release 1.1 of this, or 2.0, and we'll capture them and not lose them. The key thing is don't lose good questions they have along the way, because some of them are wicked good questions that they have as they start seeing the data materialize before them.
Great. So what are some common mistakes made by project managers during a BI project? And are there any steps that can be taken to help avoid those mishaps?
Some of the common ones are, as we work with companies large and small, some of the common ones are we'll walk in and they have a standard development life cycle. And they may have gone through five or six flavors of this from various people and the standard set off the PMI side, or they'll have bought into somebody's package out there. Unless that life cycle is something that was developed for business intelligence and data warehousing, it's not going to fit the work and the work products that come out of business intelligence data warehousing. A lot of cases, people will try to force fit or reshape or repurpose, which is probably more the case, existing work products so they'll fit that life cycle. But again, all work is a process, and all processes beget certain work products at the end of the day. If our work product is things like business questions, logical models, physical database designs, source to target maps, that doesn't smell or act like what you would do for a high-level specification to a functional specification to a detailed design specification or a technical spec. Those are the work breakdowns you have for applications and systems development. Those aren't the work steps and work products for putting together a business intelligence or an analytics warehouse to be able to answer those business questions. That's the key. It's different work. You can't repurpose what already exists. And you can't make the process for building software the same as the process for delivering data to business analysts.
Okay, so what do you think are some core BI project management principles or skills that will still be around in 5 or 10 years?
It's all about the data. And it's about the data that answers the business questions as they change over time. So one of the things that happens, that has happened in the past and we still see creeping in, as somebody will say, the business users will say, just give me all the data, I'll figure out what I want. If you still drive to, what are you going to measure the business today, and how are you going to measure the business next year, 6 months from now? Focus on those questions. That will still drive you to that logical data model, and that's a step that a lot of people still skip, and you really, really need an integrated logical data model. And then the standard source to target maps that you still have as work products along the way. The source system analysis and data profiling, that will still be there. And the ETL tools will get smarter and better. And so as they're able to do some of these steps, unfortunately, people will start skipping some of the steps. And that's what's happened along the way. People have dropped good logical data modeling. But those are what we do to validate we can answer the questions. They've made it only physical modeling. Well, that answers the question for developers, but it doesn't answer the question for the business people. And at the end of it, I see more and more good tools for the presentation layer instead of people having to write and scope and develop these things. So the tools for the presentation layer are getting smart enough to where I don't have to have an administrator and a set of developers and programmers designing things just so I can view the data properly and have the security and the NPI information protected and things like that. The tools are starting to figure that out for you. So it's a much simpler way to give the users a tool to access the data, and it will learn your security rules and business rules and present it up to them. And those are getting smarter and smarter all the time right now.
Great insight. Now, to end it, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with about BI project managing?
Yeah. Number one, if you're experienced with project management, don't assume that BI is the same thing you've come across before. It's like we've talked about here a lot. It's all about getting the data available to the business analysts. The second one is, don't assume you have to do lots of programming around how you're going to present the data to the users. A lot of groups get lost in, what are the reports I have to provide to people out there? A good power user just needs access to the data and data around the questions they've asked for now, and they'll find interesting ways of using it because you never know what question they're going to ask tomorrow. That's key to think of. You can't provide all the data in the world because you're probably providing more than they'll ever use. It'll take years to get there. But you have to have the quickness and response in your processes. So if they ask a question that you don't have the information for, you need to be able to answer it within weeks, not within months. And lastly, this is a whole new space for a lot of different people, and there's not a lot of other players out there in project management that do this. And it's a very fun space, and it's one I've been involved in for a decade now with Baseline Consulting. Prior to that, I was in the whole SDLC world and CMM and ISO 9000 and those sorts of things. This is much more fun. You can provide much more value to the business faster with a good set of BI delivery processes and life cycles. We've proven that you can drive new revenue and reduce costs quickly if you can give answers to their questions a lot quicker. And managing the projects so they're lean, have clear definitive handoffs between roles, and provide data to the users quickly is really rewarding.
Great. This has been very insightful, Bob. Thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to Bob Newell for sharing his insight on project managing BI projects. And as always, thanks to our listeners for being here. Be sure to visit searchdatamanagement.com to find more podcasts and information about BI news, issues, case studies, and best practices. Until next time, I'm Justin O'Coin for searchdatamanagement.com.